the only ghost at St. Philip's Church is the Holy Ghost. You may recall that assertion from my episode on Susan Howard Hardy, or the Heartbroken Bride episode. Despite the church's opinion on the matter, I'm afraid that I have never found myself to be the only tour there late at night. People are sure that there must be someone lurking around this steamy old cemetery, and they have been sure for quite some time. With this in mind, we're heading back to 142 Church Street to discuss another piece of local folklore. This story is less of a historical fact and more of a local legend, sprinkled with touches of truth, since the two tend to swim in the same pool down here in the south. It's known as the Dare at St. Philip's Church, which gives me serious Tom Sawyer vibes, so you know I am in. Like most legends, there are a few different versions of this tale, and they all start with a very precocious little girl. In most versions, she's 11 years old, and her name is Sally. Sally was attractive, intelligent, and ferociously stubborn. Once she had made up her mind about something, Sally could not be moved, no matter the evidence nor the appeal. Sally might have lived right smack between the beautiful pink Gothic Revival Huguenot Church across the street from Dock Street Theater and St. Philip's Church, just a hop away. You can easily see one church from the other despite the curve in the road, hence the name Church Street, and I would be happy to show you the area on a tour of Charleston. Being so centrally located, it was not uncommon for Sally's friends to come visit at night, and one muddy October evening, the group of prepubescents got into a lively debate. One of Sally's friends said that they had seen the ghost of a local legend named Old Boney. That's right, it's a story within a story, storyception, folks, and it's a good one. Old Boney was a local hero. Before abolition became law, Boney was one of the many slaves that one could find around the city of Charleston. All that we know is that he was a black enslaved man, that he was a devout Christian, and that he was absolutely terrified of heights. And it must have been a truly crippling fear, because most of us are not all that aware of the primal fears of the grown men in our lives, because adults tend to try to hide that kind of thing. Apparently, it was a well-known fact about the man, and therefore must have been a very prominent and observable part of his life in the community. You may recall from the French Quarter of Charleston was hit by a devastating fire that burned down many of its prominent buildings, including Dock Street Theater. This fire spread over to St. Philip's Church, and despite his well-known fear, it was Old Boney who leapt into action. If you've seen the photos I've posted of downtown Charleston, then you've seen St. Philip's Church and its steeply pitched roof. I am not terribly afraid of heights, and it makes me dizzy to think of poor Old Boney heading to the roof with his bare hands. The terrified and trembling man climbed to the top and shooed live embers from the roof and steeple, removing shingles that had already been set ablaze. Old Boney single-handedly conquered his fear and saved the magnificent old church from utter destruction. The city of Charleston, and especially the members of the church, were over the moon with gratitude for the brave man. The congregation took a collection, and together they had just enough money to set their hero free from bondage. For the first time in his life, Old Boney was a free man to do as he pleased with his future. And what did it please him to do? Protect his church. It was said that for the rest of his life, Boney was never seen far from the ancient building that he had rescued, as though he were afraid that if he left her, she would be set aflame again and all of his hard work would be lost. It's partially because Old Boney was a well-known local hero that Sally was more than a little suspicious when one of her friends said that he haunted the church cemetery. She was a smart, logical girl, and she knew that ghosts weren't real. If they were, they would be able to think of a much better subject than a heroic figure like Old Boney. To Sally, it was way too much of a stretch to be true, and she said so. She said that anyone who believes in ghosts is an idiot. Well, you can't just throw around an accusation like that in the South, and Sally's friends fired back. They said that if she was so sure, then she could prove it. In fact, they dared her. The gauntlet they threw down was this. Sally was to wait until nightfall and walk through the cemetery alone. She must circle around the church to the far corner and lay a tall walking stick on the grave there and return home. Unwilling to back down ever, Sally accepted. When the air cooled and light faded, she left her home and walked the short distance to the cemetery. The air was sticky, and the ghostly curtains of moss startled her when she caught them moving in the wind from the corner of her eye. She leaped as a frog croaked loudly from a stone near her left elbow. Her long skirt whispered through the mud, collecting filth that would infuriate her mother in the morning, but right now, she focused on the sound in order to try and tune out everything else in the area. There were no such things as ghosts. They were foolish stories for foolish children. There were no such things as ghosts. And even if there were, there was no reason to fear old Boney. He was a nice man, a hero. He wouldn't harm her. He was a helper, not a herder. She was safe with him. And he wasn't real. Not at all. Not even a little. Sally finally made it to the target, far corner of the cemetery. Her chest swelled with victory as the cold shudders of fear left her. She plunged the walking stick into the ground with a triumphant ha! And then turned on her heel to return home, only to freeze. She was caught. Stuck. Trapped against her will. She pictured the gnarled, skeletal hand of one of the cemetery's residents clutching at the fabric of her dress. She panicked, pulling more and more frantically, but unable to tear herself free from whatever demon in the dark had taken her captive. In the morning, Sally's remains were found, still in the far corner of the cemetery, her gown pinned securely to the muddy ground by the walking stick she had brought to prove her success in the dare. She had died of a heart attack, having scared herself to death. On June 6, 1921, the Charleston News and Courier featured an article stating that in 1796, the steeple of St. Philip's Church was on fire and saved by a black slave who was given his freedom as a reward. So we know that Old Boney existed, though I hope for his sake that that was not his real name. I believe that his heroism is folklore, and that the Sally Frame story is probably closer to what people call fake lore. I found a lot of sources that tell the story, but not a lot to prove its veracity. Personally, it bears a few too many hallmarks of a campfire tale for me to take it as historical fact without evidence. But, to me, a story sounding like an excerpt from Nickelodeon's Are You Afraid of the Dark is not a strike against it. I love a good story, fact or fiction, and this one's staying power is definitely there. So I suppose, submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Dare at St. Philip's Church. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode and have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And I can't wait to talk to you guys again next week. We're going to discuss the most common question I've gotten since I've moved down to the South, and especially since I've started podcasting and running my tours. And I bet you it's probably not what you think it is, which is part of what makes it so fun. Have a wonderful day, guys.